USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prince Andrew's lawyers tried again Tuesday to shut down a lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre, who says he sexually assaulted her when she was 17.
He knows what happened. I know what happened. And there's only one of us telling the truth.
The prince's lawyers told a New York City federal judge that she failed to articulate what happened to her at the hands of the prince. U.S. District Judge Louis Kaplan forcefully disagreed. President Tokayev accepted the government's resignation in Kazakhstan on Wednesday after a fuel price increase in the oil-producing Central Asian country triggered protests in which nearly 100 police were injured. Police used tear gas and stun grenades late on Tuesday to drive hundreds of protesters out of the main square in Almaty, the former Soviet Republic's biggest city. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden wants more competition to help bring down the cost of farm meats for our tables.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry and those industries now. Small, independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you would like to find out more about us, you can always contact us at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
With one day's notice, parents are scrambling in Chicago as the teachers' union voted to go back to remote learning. This is many studies have concluded remote learning is harming our children in more ways than one. Time and money have been invested in getting the nation's children back in school, so it's irresponsible to return children to remote learning. So says Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health, on Newsmax.
I have definitely noticed that everyone understands the value of in-person education. I mean, my gosh, it's one thing in the first couple of months of the pandemic, you know, March, April, May of 2020.
Agree.
But by the fall of 20, it was pretty clear kids could come back to school safely. And this past year, it's been exceedingly clear. And so I wrote that tweet partly because it's true. My kids were going back to school yesterday. But also because I was starting to see a lot of talk about shutting schools down again. I think at this moment, shutting schools down is irresponsible. If they haven't made any efforts to improve ventilation, for instance, that's on them. That should not be on the kids.
Passengers aboard an Amtrak train say they were stuck on the track for nearly 40 hours. Amtrak's Crescent train left New Orleans on Sunday on its way to New York and stopped just north of Lynchburg, Virginia, when downed trees blocked the tracks. A passenger reported Amtrak employees not letting anyone know what was going on. There was no Wi-Fi reception on the train, and an announcement was made there was no more food on the train. The train remains in Lynchburg, and someone ran off and got everyone some McDonald's. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.